Congressman, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, Brad. Paul, good to see you both.
Well, I'll tell you something, that this was just, when this happened, and I saw the story, I used it this morning to lead my newscast at 5 o'clock. But this is, you have been going after this for a while, and now you have some power, and this is something that millions of Americans are waiting for.
No question about it, Brad. And this Wednesday would be President Roosevelt's birthday. And in Washington, we will drop the bill, as they call it, with more than 200 original co-sponsors of the bill.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing in and of itself. But what's the most important thing is that it enhances Social Security. It doesn't just preserve and save it. What it does is expand Social Security so that there'll be a 2% across the board increase, a COLA that actually reflects people's needs, a tax break for working seniors, a number who desperately need, and making sure that the program is sufficiently solvent. By that I mean the actuaries have actually looked at it and certified that it does everything it will do. It's completely paid for, and it'll be solvent beyond the 75-year requirement.
Wow.
And you know, Brad, with 10,000 baby boomers a day becoming eligible for Social Security, it's vitally important. 62 million Americans receive Social Security, and that number keeps growing. 55% of them are women, 45% are men, and for most of them, two-thirds of the beneficiaries, Social Security provides the majority of their income.
Congressman, more and more seniors now, and a lot of people realize this because I know folks that are doing it, they don't get to 62 or 63 and then say, that's it, I'm putting my feet up and not doing anything for the rest of my life. You know, they want to collect their benefits as much as they can, and they still want to do a little work and not get killed by the tax man. It's good. It keeps tax going in the system. It keeps them active, takes a strain off the health care system. What are the particulars now as to what a senior can do as far as maybe maintaining that part or even that full-time job and still grabbing Social Security?
Yeah, and they should. And they feel vital. They feel useful. And in many cases, as you point out, they also, it's an economic necessity.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened, quite frankly, Paul, is that back in 83, which is the last time we really seriously looked at Social Security, Reagan was president, Tip O'Neill was Speaker of the House, but they didn't index the cost, including what they taxed Social Security at. So if you're single and make more than $24,000, your Social Security is taxed. Mm-hmm. If you're a married couple and make more than $32,000, your Social Security was taxed. So we raised that to $50,000 per single, $100,000 per couple,
wow,
and then indexed it. 12 million Americans will get an instant tax cut when this bill becomes law.
Let me ask you this, John.
Yep.
You worked for this for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Were you a little surprised?
Well, I never cease to be amazed, but I'm glad. And, you know, Brad, the other thing is we also have, and I mentioned Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan, we also have a president that supports this. He supported, and he stood up with 16 other Republicans in the room who were all calling it an entitlement and saying that it had to be cut. He said, no, it's the benefit that they've earned. And everyone in your viewing audience knows that. They look at FICA and understand that's the Federal Insurance Contribution Act,
mm-hmm,
and that's what they pay into Social Security through. So I think that there's a more then good shot that we're going to have an opportunity to work with the president on this as well.
Who could be opposed
to
this?
Tremendous.
Congressman, is there any real opposition to this? Where might this be scuttled?
Well, here's where it may. Traditionally, everybody will say, look at the costs. This is going to cost too much. Well, it costs money, but it's paid for. And so we're also increasing the contribution that individuals are going to make, but we phase that in, Paul, over 25 years.
Okay.
So it ends up being, it replaces what the index system, had they done it, should have accomplished, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation. So it's fully paid for. The actuarial says that it'll do what it does. But the opposition is going to come from people saying, oh, it's too much of a tax increase. But we're hearing from the business roundtable, and today the AFL-CIO is going to come out and fully endorse the plan. So it's we're really excited about the prospect, and hopefully it'd be nice to see Congress working together to get something constructive done on the behalf of the American people.
Cool.
Well, I'll tell you, this is, I think, this is unbelievable, because I have heard from seniors, and they never thought anything like this would happen. But again, when I saw that you got it through, it's just a spectacular thing for all of us. And you just got to think about the number of seniors that you're going to be able to help. And I just think it's a fabulous time in your life and in the life of some seniors.
Well, you know, Brad, most people don't realize that for many of our seniors, they live on Social Security only. And for many of them, especially women, they retire into poverty. We end that. The new level for Social Security will be, the floor for Social Security will be 125% of poverty. It breaks my heart when I hear the 3 million women and the 2 million males that live in poverty, and you know what they say. They say they don't want to be a burden on their family. And
that's
they've
right.
asked very little. They've given so much to the nation. This should not be a heavy lift, but traditionally it has been. But I, Paul, you're right. I feel that the momentum is changing and swinging. Even the business roundtable and a number of the people at ACLI Insurance are saying, no. We're long overdue to make this correction. Too many people have sit by and watched their 401ks become 101ks. And understand implicitly that Social Security, which has never missed a payment, is the guarantee for their hard work and effort and the full faith of the United States government standing behind that.
Congressman Larson, I know how busy you are, but just keep us in touch, okay? You have that?
We'll do. We're going to have a big forum in Hartford on Thursday with Krelf and a number of of other groups, the Women's Legal Fund in the state of Connecticut, to really emphasize what's happened to women, especially who were caregivers and not in the workforce as often as their male counterparts. And because of pay inequity, we're making 77 cents for every dollar. So this is going to be a big step to lift a lot of people out of poverty, to give them, and we're not talking a lot of money here, but to give them the opportunity to live out their lives in dignity.
Well, again, I'll see you soon, and God bless you. This was a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment, and you're going to help a lot of people. Thanks again, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Brad.